Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage the real life lovers, Menage a Trois Radio!
Good evening.
Hello.
Thank you all for joining us. Ooh. Coming out in the sweaty rain.
Small, yes. Sexy crowd tonight.
Ooh, small this but powerful.
Feeling very hot.
Yeah, very
heat
hot.
Coming off.
I can feel it coming.
The quadrant.
Ah, oh, that's just Ooh. What I need is more heat. Look at these sweat stains are getting real.
Oh, are those sweat stains? I thought they were shadows.
Well, you know, I spill a lot.
Well, good evening, everyone.
Yeah, what the hell are we doing here?
We're Real Life Lovers. I'm Diana.
And I'm Murph.
And we're Menage a Trois.
Ah, yes.
Ooh, all right. Yes. So we host a sex and relationship program on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.
That's right. New episodes drop every hump day, Wednesdays. You can go home on your laptops tonight when you're jazzing off and go to menageatroisradio.com. Maybe finish to that. I recommend
finish
it.
Finish to it, yes.
I finished to our own website before.
There's some hot photos. But for now, we're so razzed to be here with you for After Dark, this program, and for our very special guest, this darling.
Yes, she's a badass stand-up and hosts a live show, Fuck That Movie, at Videology in Brooklyn.
And she's the author of the hilarious new book, How May We Hate You.
Please welcome to the stage,
Anna Drezin! Woohoo!
Oh.
Yeah. Hello, here hello. She is.
Yes.
Yeah.
Woo.
That's right. Feel that heat coming from the crowd.
I feel it. Hi, guys. This is good. This is good.
We love your business casual look.
Listen, I want to look like an adult lady, and I bought this from Forever21.com.
Wow.
Which is how you look like an adult lady.
Yep. That's and another website you can jazz to tonight when you get on.
You can. I mean, that's the thing about, like, being a woman who's also, like, inferior to other women. Like, shopping often turns into other activities.
Oh, yeah.
Online.
Hey, can you get my zipper?
Or not?
Bench my...
I mean, no. Like, online shopping. Can you...
Oh, I
I'm
see.
Not in person. I don't talk to other people.
Also, that was a 0-60 on that. Can you get
yeah,
my zipper?
Munch
can you munch
my box?
I didn't finish, so we'll never know.
I'm sorry.
It was munching.
You're probably wondering what this beautiful phallus is.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, audience members. This lovely unit up here is specifically here for a game we like to call Tap the Tip. Now, our friends at the Pleasure Chest gave us some great goodie bags. There's some vibrating plugs and items you can put in
pocket
all sorts
rockets,
of orifices.
Lube.
Yep. All the goodie bags. You get this bag, you're going to go home happy tonight.
So three times tonight, you're going to hear this sound.
Now, our producer, Haas, is not with us tonight. So, we have to kind of go lo-fi. So Diana's going to... scream. And when you hear that shriek, you first person to run up and tap the tip of that dick there will get a goodie bag. So
tap it. Don't punch it.
Toes.
Last month we had some punches.
Yo, a gentleman came up real angry and punched that cock right across the stage.
Nobody was hurt.
No. You'll still get the bag, but be tender with it, you know?
Yeah, be tender.
Treat it as if it's your own. Or a friend.
Maybe that's how he treats us.
That's also true. I don't want to judge.
It's a very masculine thing.
We don't have a lot of money for props, though, so take it easy.
Yeah.
Well, we like to wine and dine our guests here on Menage a Trois.
We try to be a real classy show.
The classiest.
We asked Ms. Drezin what her favorite bev was, and we had a gin and tonic or an IPA. And we ended up going with an IPA.
Thank you.
Because we drank all our gin.
Yes.
I did too. I just finished a bottle of gin.
So did we.
I felt like a cartoon drunk.
It feels good to finish a bottle of gin.
But yeah. It's just like, oh, I'm like a British person in a cartoon about a drunk British person.
Just hiccups.
Done with my gin. like putting it in the recycling made the saddest clink sound I've ever heard.
I like the updated recycling from the old timey.
Yeah, just like throw it against a whore who's just trying to make a living.
Some hobo or like an orphan gets hit in the head.
Yeah.
Yep. An old
Merry
British
Christmas.
Cartoon.
It's not Christmas.
Oh no.
With gin, every day is Christmas.
It is. Pudding.
It also rots your insides. Gin drunks or those old guts. Gin really rots you.
I had a gin decade that was
a gin
dark. Dark, yes. Wow. I had like a 18 to 28 was gin. Mm. And now I'm pickled and will live forever.
That's how that works.
Yeah.
I like to think so.
You switch to whiskey, you live forever.
So are you single, looking to mingle?
I'm single, I'm looking to mingle in my house by myself.
Woo! Well, we gave you a pocket rocket as well. So.
That's great. Yeah, I will put that in or on my body, depending on how those are supposed to work.
Yeah. Well, there's the egg that you can put into an orifice, and the pocket rocket also vibrates. If you get both going at once, it's sort of like being electrocuted.
That's a lot. Yeah.
Ooh, that's a, yeah, that's an amusement.
Sort of like putting in a pair of headphones that's been through the wash, and you get a little
just a little jilt.
Yep.
You're like, what was that? And you're like, oh, I've been shocked.
Yeah.
You know, you grabbed the wrong fence.
Physically shocked.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Too many things in too many orifices. You might get a little shock.
The pubes go, wah! Mm-hmm.
Stand up on end.
That was not a tap the tip streak.
Uh-huh.
Stay in those
close.
It sort of was. And if it were, that would have been very well disguised.
Yeah. As your pube electrocution shriek is a little different from the tap the tip
streak.
Slip it in.
Yeah. It's true. So tell us about your buck, please.
Yes.
Oh, I thought you said butt. I was like, wow.
I did.
Because before you said, we'll not ask you about your genitals.
Yes, that was the one thing we made sure to tell you, that we won't pry and ask about your genitals.
So
but
tell
butt,
us about your butt. Unclear. It's bathing suit areas.
True.
Yes.
I have a book called How May We Hate You. It's about working as a concierge in Times Square.
And it's based on a true story.
It's all true. It's a documentary.
But
on
a
paper.
Bookumentary.
It's a papermentary. Our publisher was like, that's not a thing. We were like, please.
And people can like buy it online.
They can buy it
stores.
Online. They can buy it on Amazon. I highly recommend at least reading the Amazon reviews for it, because they're
the
either list. Our friends, or there are several 1 and 3 star reviews from people who got the book for free from Goodreads. And they're like, this is negative and I don't like it. And there's one person named Linda, who's a concierge in Hawaii, who said that, like, we're bad people and that she loves her job. She said,
Yeah, but she lives in Hawaii.
Yeah,
well, that was the best part. Is I was like, she's just some miserable, like, hospitality robot who's, like, jealous of our lives. And I saw that it was, like, Oahu, H-I. I was like, oh, no. No, she's happy.
She's very happy with her
She
job.
Just doesn't like me.
Also, Times Square is a whole other animal for doing that job.
Yeah, I guess so.
I guess it's all tourists in Hawaii, but you're happier in Hawaii than you
yeah,
are.
Yeah, everyone.
At least I am. I've never been to Hawaii, but I shit my pants
You'd
in Times
be
Square
happy
twice.
There.
So I feel like the Times Square is a no for me.
Yeah, he just gets anywhere in the 40s and
oh, yeah.
Drops.
Yeah.
I like to stay downtown. I can keep it in check downtown.
That's true. There is sort of a frequency to the air there. That
yeah.
Releases the digestive tract and the elementary canal, and also makes people just super disoriented. So like
the lights,
they're the same people who would go anywhere else on vacation, but they've just been like assaulted by sensory input that they was like their life up to that point. They've experienced it in like 20 minutes. Like the cab ride from the airport for people who've never been to New York is like the most traumatizing thing most of these people have ever been through.
Oh, yeah. Well, you
They're like, our driver was brown!
And they lose their mind.
You're like, ma'am, sit down. Get her a foil blanket. She's just been exposed to another culture. She's gonna die.
Wow, that's so funny.
Our driver was speaking another language! Like, they're so upset.
Yeah. Well, and it is like an assault on the senses. If you're coming
it's
from
too
like,
much.
The verbs.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah.
All angles.
Yeah,
other than the Disney costumes. The costumes are pretty low rent. Those feel a lot of homemade jobs there. It's the LED lights and the advertisements for, you know, Toy Story or whatever. But the actual costumes for the Toy Story guys are pretty, you know, nothing too fancy about them.
I talk about Times Square, but I don't really go very often.
It doesn't feel good.
Do you still go every once in a while?
Sometimes I will be like traveling, like if I'm walking from therapy down south, like from Columbus Circle to somewhere else, I'm like, oh, I'll just walk there. And I'll be on 44th Street walking east, and then I'll go, oh no! Just like
vortex.
Accidentally go there. But yeah,
3 hours
to go
later,
there to go to work.
In an Olive Garden.
It's too much. Someone's being lovingly wrapped in a sarong by their loving partner.
Oh,
that is wonderful.
It's really tender. That's good. This is a safe place to die of pneumonia.
Yes.
But you chose to spend
wet.
Your last moments with us.
We really appreciate
down in the basement
it.
AC. You get a little chilly down here.
Get a little chilly.
What do you say we slip on over to Sexy Science, huh? Yeah, what do we we do here.
We rip articles from the headlines to discuss matters of your hearts and parts.
Yeah, so what we got here is the title of this one is Meet Malcolm Brenner, a man famous for having sex with a dolphin.
That's true.
So this is a good one for Anna.
Yeah, that she's
just
an author.
You're an author. Yes,
yeah.
You're also an author.
She's an
is
author.
He an author?
Yeah, he Malcolm Brenner is most famous
for writing. Left out of the title.
This is not in order. I typed this up.
What are books? I think I did it wrong.
They're dolphins.
Basically,
is it fucking a dolphin?
Yeah, this guy is most famous for writing Wet Goddess. Are you familiar with that book?
I'm not.
Me neither. But it's a book about the relationship he had in the 1970s with a theme park dolphin named Dolly.
And the powerful relationship became a sexual encounter that Brenner says was dolphin initiated, fully consensual, and magnificently, sincerely erotic.
At first, he didn't want to be a zoophile, claiming he tried to avoid the animal. At first, she was gentle, but later became very aggressive, throwing herself on Brenner and rubbing her dolphin badge against his knees to masturbate on him.
And then once they humped for real, which he describes as making love to the ocean itself. He said they both came, and Brenner is still pining for Dolly, saying his love for the dolphin is still strong, and he thinks of her every day.
What happened to Dolly?
You know, they didn't say how he formed this relationship with a theme park dolphin. Like, they didn't even say if he worked.
Yeah, did
the
he buy a ticket every day?
And they didn't say how it ended, but they did. They did. What's the thing where you seal the deal? They fucked once.
Consummated.
They did consummate.
Yeah. They fucked.
So he got over the fence.
He did.
It didn't give enough.
He was a white man in the 70s. Like, I feel like they just
he had access to
fucked
wherever
dolphins
he
if he wanted to.
Yeah,
no
true.
One was going to say. I mean, I assume he's a white guy because he's very confident.
Yeah.
Like, I don't feel confident enough to make eye contact with myself while brushing my teeth
right.
in the mirror. But this guy's, like, straight up fucking dolphins and telling everyone.
Well, apparently.
He's telling everyone.
It's dolphin initiated.
Do you understand? Like, I feel weird talking about my vagina with someone who's in my vagina.
Yeah.
But, like,
this guy's just
like,
went around town.
I fucked a dolphin and she wanted it.
Yeah. She came on to me.
She came. What are you talking about?
Well, that's also true. He said they both came. He wanted to clarify that he did his job.
She definitely came.
Yeah.
Yeah, she came, I think.
You know that look in the dolphin's eye when it's coming. We all know that.
She had a little smile.
She was naked, for God's sake. Yeah, well, this is an interesting topic for us, Anna, because it's ongoing on Ménage à Trois, whether or not an animal can consent.
They can't.
I say no, but Murph says he's looked into the eyes of an animal before and known that they could maybe share something deeper.
Yes. Also, growing up a white guy in the 80s, not the 70s, but we went around fucking dolphins in the 80s, you know?
Just putting their dicks in animals.
No, I never had sex with an animal, but I can understand this to me is more complicated because I think we give dolphins a lot of credit for being emotionally intelligent and mammals of the
Well, there was a room on the note card, but this guy, Brenner, who wrote this book, did say that he felt like she was his intellectual superior, which I don't know if that's just a way to justify raping an animal or if that was like he was drawn to her.
Oh, she was so smart on account of she wanted to fuck me. What a smart dolphin getting fucked by my dick. That's the smartest dolphin in the world.
The brains on that dolphin.
Yeah, she wanted it.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Well.
I will say that there have been times where I've like been lying on the floor sort of like spooning with a dog and then I could feel both of us feel it get weird.
Yeah.
That realization.
You know?
Yeah.
I was like, this is, I'm gonna go. And he's like, yeah, I'm a dog. I'm gonna go not know what anything is over here.
Yeah, I wonder if that is both mammals realizing it's weird or if you're projecting that onto like an idiot.
Oh, definitely projecting. That's the thing. That's my thing about like ghosts. Is like I like them, but like anything that's unexplained, it's only unexplained because like everything that happens is filtered through our brains. So it's like,
well,
yep.
You know, like I don't want to make anyone have a panic attack, but you know, anything that's like that didn't make sense. It's like yeah, like you have like a jelly suspension in a bone that's like interpreting electrical signals. Like, no shit, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, you can't make sense of every single thing.
Yeah, like, what was that sound? Ghost, like, what are you talking about?
Yep.
Yeah.
Or like, God thinks that, like, your brain is doing that.
Yeah. when you project.
Oh, yay!
Yes!
That was so gentle.
Okay, gentle.
Clap, everyone.
Everybody clap. Thank you.
Good hustle, good hustle.
Oh. No.
Oh, no, you don't get to keep that.
I was trying to take the dildo. Jesus.
That's a healthy help.
It's the ultimate prize.
It's the man wearing the gentle.
What is your name, sir? Yeah, the GNR shirts.
Jason.
Jason, thank you so much for tapping the tip.
Thank you. All right.
That's
I'll,
a coupon.
I'll find somebody for this.
Yes, yeah, please do.
That's
okay.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank
Congratulations.
You.
It's so heartwarming.
That was the sound of a dolphin coming. I think that you just did that shriek. That had a little twinge of calm. Now, Ghost. No animal sex, but inner celestial, I guess. So is it sexual encounters?
Interdimensional.
Interdimensional.
Interplanet.
Yeah, ghosts can consent, I would imagine.
Ghosts.
The ghost of a human.
Yeah, a ghost of a dog also juries out. I fucked a dead dog.
Well, dead,
she wanted it.
A ghost dog in dog years could be like so old.
Yeah. Yeah. Thousands
so
of years.
True.
It really makes you think, you know?
Yeah.
Well,
anyway.
Well, I think we solved dolphin sex.
I think so. So what do you say we slip on over to listener love?
Let's do it. There's a sound effect here.
Listen, a mailbag. Wow.
What do we do here, lover?
Anna, people tweet at us and email us, and they ask us sometimes on the street for some advice, and we're really shitty at giving advice, so we're hoping you can help us.
Okay, great.
So these are some sex and relationship-based questions. This first one comes to us from Christina in Queens from our Facebook page. And Christina wonders, my husband is a hairy beast. He leaves his little dark and curlies all over the damn house. They may be from his back or legs or chest, but it feels like I'm drowning in pubes. Help. Well, that's
okay.
A tough...
Well, Christina, here's what happened. You bought into the myth that you are not complete without a hairy man beast in your life. And you shackled yourself to him financially and legally. And now your house is a dustbin.
Mm-hmm.
You opted in, I don't know, does it say that she was bragnapped or she chose this life? I don't understand.
Well, I mean, help was in all caps and exclamation points at the end.
Okay, so if she
this may very well be a crime.
If she was bragnapped, then that's fine. No, I'm being facetious. I don't know. I've dated hairy guys before. It's just kind of upsetting.
Merv's like, hairy, and I don't mind at all. I find it very...
But I also think that different people have, like, different rates of shedding.
Yeah. Yes.
I think, like, it's just about, like, caring about it, because, like, I'm sure there's stuff that Christina does that he's not crazy, like things that she leaves around. But like, I don't know, get a lip roller, like tell him that it matters to you, it affects your happiness, like that his body is falling apart everywhere on your shared belongings.
Well, what I wonder too is, like you were saying, unless it's a kidnapping situation, you know who you're marrying. So to ask this like halfway down the...
Yeah.
Yeah,
the life scale. You're like, you knew that.
Anytime anyone talks about their husbands, I'm just like, oh no. You're like, it's, I don't know. I feel like husbands are bad. I know you're a husband, but you guys are different. You know you're the cool ones.
That's nice.
Thank you.
No, but yeah, I would say like just tell them that it's something that really affects your state of mind, and then get a bunch of lint rollers.
Yeah.
And just tell them to be mindful. You clean it up. I feel like anytime straight couples try to share cleaning responsibilities, it doesn't happen. But you could delude yourself into thinking that that will work.
Do you think there could be like a sensual shaving ritual?
No. I don't. I dated a guy who shaved very specific. Like, I never saw him even like a day growth on like his belly and his back. And
was this a baby?
It was great. No. It wasn't a baby, I checked. I was like, are you a baby? And he said, no, I'm a grown man. I was like, okay.
That crafty baby.
I know. He wanted it. He wanted it. Yeah. That was a smart baby. But like, I feel like unless it's part of like that, like your secret shame ritual that you would never even broach the subject with your partner, like I just don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah.
And men aren't used to bad things happening to their bodies, so they're not going to start now.
No. No.
Except for circumcision, one could offer babies.
Genital mutilation. Yeah, baby. Those smart babies.
I want to hear it.
There's a group of men, I forget what they're called, but they're like really mad they were circumcised.
No, I
and
can't.
And they like meet up online and they're like, you took part of my dick.
I can't listen to them complain. I know it's wrong, and like if I had a son, he would not be circumcised, but it's like,
we've heard
my God.
Yeah.
Like, you can come standing up in the shower, like, 5 times a day. And, like, for me to come, I have to, like, have someone shove me between the mattress and the box spring and, like, punch the wall and call me a liar.
That's a really good
And
point.
Only, like, every other week, you know? So it's like, I don't want to hear it about your foreskin. Your dick works.
You need to stop it between
fucking
the mattress
monster,
and the box.
Shut up. Shut up. You took my dick so I can't fuck my dolphin. I want to feel better.
Oh, man. All right, I think we helped.
Oh, helped. I mean, she screamed for help at the end of that. I think we...
Yeah.
We'll turn the help back on you, madame. All right, our second question is from Malcolm in Portland, Maine, who emailed us at menageatrois.radio@gmail.com. Malcolm types, I have recently gained some weight and I find I attract different kinds of women. Hungry women. How do I know these chubby chasers aren't just using me for my gut?
I feel like this question
is another dude complaining.
This wasn't written in earnest. I don't think he means it.
Anna, all of our listeners are very serious people.
I don't think so.
Malcolm,
I think he's joking.
Called out.
I think he's joking.
There is a like joke chubby. Couched in this question.
Where?
I mean, like, he's just saying that his body is different, but he's still getting fucked. Like, I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, but for the wrong reasons.
Like, oh, there's still more women, just different. Like, he doesn't say what kind of... They're hungry? Like, I don't know. Like, they want to eat him, or...
They just want to eat his cock. Yeah, he's probably an asshole.
No. I feel like it started as a bit that I hate men, but now I'm just sort of like, I don't think they should... be able to leave the house.
Yes.
Second tap of the evening.
Yay.
Hell yeah.
Another sexy goodie bag.
What's your name, sir?
Zeke.
Thank you so much for coming up and tapping the tip.
Yay,
Zeke.
Now get back to your house and don't leave.
Murph, I feel like we both just burped into the microphone at the same time.
I burped, but off mic.
It's triple.
I was like, ugh.
Bro, I know. I left a little bit lingering.
That was good.
Put it in a gentleman's face.
All right, so this guy just sucks.
Yeah, and he's got a gut, but he's still getting laid.
He's probably fine. He sounds like his life has mostly been pretty easy. This seems like a momentary roadblock. I don't know. I mean, like, you know, small changes over a long period of time will help you lose weight if you want to, but it sounds like you're still getting laid, so it sounds fine.
Yeah.
And you can always just choose to be happy with your body because, like, I think about being 19 and hating my body because it was different than my friends, but it was still, you know, I don't want to say better, but it was like...
So hot.
Looking back on it, like, I see pictures of myself, I'm like, I can't believe I spent so much time hating my body.
Yeah, my mom always says, if you don't like a picture, wait 10 years, and it's true.
She says it just like that.
Well, because you wanted to leave them. You're like, ew, I look so gross. And then you look at, like, later, and you're like, I fuck so me. Sexy. Yeah.
That's the most profoundly damaging thing I've ever heard. Oh, my gosh.
Dorian Gray
so
shit.
Right. Yeah. Oh, God. Okay.
Well, we helped. Two for two there. Lastly, our third question comes from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, which... Every one of our listeners
in Fort Lauderdale.
Yep.
Here we go.
Mika DM'd us on Twitter, @MenageRadio. I recently jerked off to an oil painting of a dead soldier from World War I, and I'm wondering if there are good museums in New York City for that sort of thing. Fort Lauderdale, once again.
Wow. Again, I don't think this is a real question. I did believe that this person masturbated to an oil painting. I get it. I have a friend who masturbated, when he was an 18-year-old boy, used to masturbate to Leaves of Grass.
No.
That got some firm nose from the audience.
Yeah. I mean, it is erotic poetry, a lot of it. Song of Myself, I mean, like...
Yeah. I feel like art can be good enough to be moving.
For some people, it is. I guess if you're in Florida, you know, you go back around. You know, you get all the stuff, and then it gets as worse as it could get, and then you're, you know, rubbing yourself in the Museo del Prado in Madrid, Spain.
I feel like that's actually very culturally enlightened for Fort Lauderdale. Usually they just... go to the dog track and the scents just get them going. That's how they jerk off.
You do want to stay in the States, though, because you don't want to go to jail abroad.
Yeah. Oh, God. Guys, don't ever smuggle drugs in Indonesia because the penalty for that is death by firing squad. Yeah. They kill you. Yeah. I just watched a whole Locked Up Abroad about a guy who is now like openly Islamophobic on Facebook, but so I don't feel too bad for him, but like he spent 11 years in an Indonesian jail because his friend's fingerprints got mistaken for his, and then
so it wasn't even
It wasn't even his, and then they were gonna kill him for
but they didn't?
They didn't.
So he's fine.
But he also like lost an eye and a spleen. He got stabbed a bunch in jail.
Do you need your spleen? What does your spleen do?
You sort of do.
What does it do?
That's the medical answer. You sort of.
It
stores dead white blood cells.
Oh.
I think.
Nice pocket for
I was wondering too. Where those were.
That's where.
I feel like they should do, instead of a firing squad, it should just be like the old school move of where you get caught smoking cigarettes and your parents make you smoke the whole thing. They should just be like, it's execution, but you have to do all these drugs right now until you die.
That'd be nice.
That would actually not be the worst way to go.
Where they give you a pocket knife and leave you in the woods?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a...
The novel Hatchet?
Yeah.
And my cousin was a drug addict, and they did that to him. It's like a way to, like...
survival.
It's like getting scared straight, but instead of them telling
you... Who's they? Is this an inpatient program?
You can, like, hire people to kidnap somebody and give them a pocket knife and leave them in the woods. And they have to, like, they have to forage for food. And then if they get out, they're not on drugs anymore.
You just described that. You just described that the way that my cousin described Beyonce and Jay-Z's laundry service. Like, yeah, they come and they take your stuff and they clean it according to the label. So if it's dry clean, they dry clean it. But then if it's not, they leave you in the woods with a pocket knife. Wait, that's insane.
Yeah.
I'm aware. I was just listening to a podcast, not to brag, about... those like scared straight programs where you can like pay people to kidnap your kids, but this is like for adults.
And how do they?
I mean, he was a teen, but it's
a
yes,
teen. He was under.
Thing.
Yeah, because if you're over 18, I feel like you gotta. How do you even?
You can't.
There's a
it's
lot
hard.
Of you can't do that.
Yeah.
That's not nice.
It's very difficult.
How do you know if you're a drug addict? You just do it to goof somebody.
I know a few people who were kidnapped, but in like a fancy way.
Explain.
Like. They had a drug problem, and their families paid to have people like come take them away because they wouldn't go on their own.
Yeah.
But instead of just having like the typical intervention, people literally came in and like physically threw them in a van.
Yeah, that's a big it's like a big industry. Is like these, they make so much money, and they can like verbally abuse your kid. They can like do sleep deprivation, and like it's bad.
How much could I charge to do that?
Probably a lot.
Yeah, I wonder how much you get paid to kidnap and then to drop off in the woods. You probably rotate pocket knives.
I mean, I don't know how much you get paid. Because, like, you know, the cut that you would get as an employee would be less than the cost of the service.
Sure.
Maybe it's my service.
Ooh.
But that's hard. But then you have to spend all your own money finding clients.
Right.
On Facebook, maybe. Hired gun.
Yeah.
A Facebook page.
Well, with Knife Scott off track.
Did we help him?
Yeah, I think three for three.
There's a lot of art museums in New York.
Come here, we'll kidnap
you. Go to the Frick. It's a lot of oil.
Go to the Frick. And if you hear a dick out, you can just be like, Frick dick. And then you're like, and they'll be like, you got us.
They should be giving those buttons on the way out the door. Frick, after you go there. Frick dick. Yeah.
Frick dick.
It's like the I went to the Met, but different.
But fricking.
Addicted at the Frick.
What do you say we slip on over to six sections?
Oh, these are rapid-fire sex questions. So, Anna, you just have to answer these as quickly as you can.
Go ahead.
It's really stressful, so just focus.
Okay.
Some people find that it helps to close their eyes.
No.
Are you ready?
Not with that on the stage.
So, yeah, so...
Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, starting now. Number one, if you were to make love to a piece of furniture, what would you choose?
Ottoman.
Who's your number one celebrity crush?
Cillian Murphy.
Would you rather have a mediocre orgasm every day or an extraordinary orgasm once a month?
I'd do that second one.
Which emojis would you use to break up with someone via text message?
The surgical mask one and a thumbs down.
If you had to sing one lyric to steal America's heart, what would it be?
Oh, say, can you sing?
And show us your most orgasmic dance move.
Yeah.
No.
All right.
Hey, six sections.
All right, some follow-ups.
Some follow-ups.
Okay.
Loved the dance.
Yes.
Thank you.
Dance was
It was the absence of dance, which is in itself a dance.
Yeah, it is. The emojis were perfect, because I feel like there might be just a moment of of, oh no, what happened? But then I think you'd come around and be like, oh, I get what this means.
Yeah. It's because of my HPV.
Yes. You would assume that was
it. I had to have a colposcopy and it hurt, is what that was. Yeah, but also like...
I'm no longer ready for a relationship.
Yeah, no. Well, that was just like my earnest like instinct. Mm-hmm. But also, it's like the surgery didn't go well.
Yeah.
Right.
You know? And every relationship is a series of problem solving.
Of small surgeries.
Yeah.
Little riddles made out of pictures. Mm-hmm. Who is that celebrity crush?
Cillian Murphy.
Oh, Cillian Murphy. Yeah.
Who is that?
I never have identifiable face. All of my favorites are things that are not cool to talk about. It was like Jason Momoa. Everyone would have been like, bling. But he was in 28 Days Later. He's the Scarecrow and the Batman.
Okay. He was in that awful red eye picture.
Oh, I know what that
red
is.
Eye. Wes Craven.
He has the big eyes.
He's got big eyes. I like guys who a little bit look like a bug.
Like a bug? Oh,
like
yeah.
Like a bug.
Yeah, he's got a little bug little qualities. Bug.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's long and lean, too.
Yeah.
He's tall, drink kind of water.
He has like a very evil vibe to me.
Yeah, I like guys who seem like fragile villains.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I hear that.
He's a great fragile villain.
Profoundly judged.
There was a moment of it, as it sunk in, I think everyone took their own.
Everyone's just like, who is it? They're just picturing you and McGregor like.
What fragile. Do you find sexy about the Ottoman?
It's down low.
Yeah.
You can get your whole body around it.
You can take a load off, you know, like kick your feet up and be like, you'll be there when I need to just rest.
Yeah, like...
As any great partner.
Yeah. If I could fuck any furniture, I'd want something that would be a reliable and good partner.
Uh-huh.
I think I would hump the corner.
Yeah.
The corner. It's so interesting. I was picturing a round ottoman.
Oh.
It's very Freudian.
Wow.
You
are being judged.
Yeah.
JK. Any other follow-ups?
I had one, but then I lost it. Oh, yeah, once a year, the best orgasm.
Oh, it was once a year?
Or no, it was once a month.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, once a month. That's a little less.
It's basically like quality or quantity.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess my answer would be neither, like good one every day.
Yeah.
If I'm picking.
Yeah. But,
whoa!
Hello.
Yeah!
Ah, yes!
Oh, yes!
Kelly.
Wait, stay and receive your prize, madame.
Hello, what is your name?
Carla.
Carla, thank you so much for tapping the tip.
Oh, I enjoyed it.
Absolutely.
Yay, Carla was
ready. Carla.
Carla.
Carla had sneakers on. She was ready to go.
Oh, that was awesome.
I like a quick first step.
Isn't it interesting that, everyone who, like, got a gift bag tonight, like, the things in your bag, like, you're a good clothes people now, but later you're going to be like, me, 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 me.
Yeah, we all just turn into just sex primates.
Isn't
just trying to find them. Yeah. Place to put something.
Just like galloping naked around your room, like, yeah.
You're going to put that shawl over an ottoman?
I would.
To avoid stains?
Yeah, to keep it safe.
safe sex with
just
an ottoman.
Just going to rub an ottoman, I don't know.
Upholstery.
Jesus. Yeah.
What do you say we do some...
Horny homage.
I looked to you to say that because for some reason my entire brain shut down and homage, I couldn't, I looked down, I saw it, I said homage? No, that's not how you would say that.
Well, it's a new segment, so it's
yeah,
not
we've never
surprising
done this
you're confused about it.
Yes, it's a new word, and it's very confusing. So we're going to play this game, and what we do here is take a non-erotic subject, and we each must write a sexy poem or a horny homage. About said subject right here, right now. So what is this non-erotic subject?
Well, this evening we'll be writing naughty odes about dolphins. Yeah. All right,
we're
so we have...
We're on the dolphins tonight.
We have 2 minutes to do so. While we write, we have this cool video for our audience to watch. Everybody gets pen and paper.
No one wants
paper.
To just watch us write.
Please take a paper and a pen. Yeah, so can we get the video up? This is our 2 minutes starting now. Looks like our 2 minutes are up.
That music really took me to a place.
That was pretty nice.
Wow.
So, Lover, you want to go first?
Okay. I did an, I think it's acronistic. Like I spelled out dolphin on the side.
Acrostic. Oh, I did
acrostic.
The same thing.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I don't know what that, the wrong word. All right.
Hamajija. Yeah.
I entitled this The Smoothest Mammal. Dirty. O-face. Luscious. Pubic. Horny face. Inside. No one. Thank you.
Please,
no applause.
Yeah, hold your applause for now.
All right, Murph's up next.
This one is titled Forbidden Lust. Fins, so sleek. Holes, blowing air. We are all just mammals. Why not? If you have the emotional intelligence to grieve, why not indeed?
Wow.
You know, I'm going to stick to my non-popular stance of before of, you know, you can...
I found that very deep.
That was good.
Yeah.
I feel like if you said that to a dolphin, it would respond.
Right?
No.
Okay. Anna's up, last but not least.
So this is, it turned out to be a collection of three short poems, and it's untitled. Flipper, flip her. Flip her, flipper. Feels so good, you'll double dip her. Dolphins are smart. They give birth to live babies. They jump, look like they're smiling. This is the acrostic. Dick worthy, outrageously smart, lusty, penis. Hi, I need to fuck a dolphin.
All right.
Hell yeah. Oh, that's some legit erotic poetry.
Well, it's not a competition, but I think you won.
Yeah.
Oh my God, thank you.
Thank you.
You also did two.
Did three, thank you.
Three.
I feel sad that you did three and one was the acrostic that I did. Basically.
It's okay. I wrote a lot of erotic Lord of the Rings.
Well, fanfic, fan erotic?
I read more than I wrote, but I did write a lot. The ones that I wrote were poems.
Wow.
Now, here's just a quick, so we're talking some elves with some, we're talking interspecies in Lord of the Rings.
This feels like too personal to even talk about.
I know.
Like to tell, like I could talk about that all day, but to tell you like which characters I was interested in feels like I'd rather just take my clothes off. Like that would be less personal.
Really?
Than telling you which.
You can't even say what group?
No.
Like elves are like.
No.
Dwarves.
Mm. He's not dwarves.
Wizards. Mine would be wizards.
You did the Gandalf?
Yeah. He's got that long staff.
He knows too much.
He's got that. He doesn't know at all.
Is it Gollum, you gross perv?
No, there was a lot of Gollum. The weirdest one I ever read, I did not write, was a slash fic between Sauron and the One Ring.
Okay, so Sauron's, that's the
eye.
Yeah, yeah. Just some
very
ocular
confusing.
Pornography, yeah.
Is that like a skull-fucking situation?
I don't even remember what... I think the ring went over the top of the eye. It was very confusing.
I was going to say, too, if you see... I mean, just from... I never read, but seeing the film, the eye was very horrifying. If you see that and you feel the need to stick your genitals in it, you're a bold
Maybe
son
it was,
of a bitch.
The ring was representative of cataracts.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Could have been medical.
It was.
Thanks.
It was a warning to get your eyes checked.
Oh, Tolkien.
Well, that bums me out.
You survived World War I.
Was this the oil painting?
Indeed. Oh.
Probably not. Why in the world would it be an oil painting?
It all connects.
Yeah. I just forced it to.
World War I makes me sad.
Yeah. You know what else makes me sad?
What's that?
Saying goodbye to Anna.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
No, and to our lovely audience who braved the elements and raced up to tap the tip. Thank you so much for coming out to
yeah,
a late
thanks,
show.
Guys.
But you don't have to say goodbye to Anna.
No, don't say goodbye.
Well, I mean, you do tonight.
Yeah, you can't follow her home. But you can hit up annadresden.com for more Anna and follow her at Anna Dresden.
You
could.
Also. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
She's on Twitter, folks.
Please, at Minaj Radio, you can tweet us all your advice questions and try to be real with them. No, don't send us the
don't
jokey
lie to
stuff.
Us.
Don't play a player.
Don't complain about. Don't play a player. Yes.
Thanks to the UCB Theater for all they do.
yes, thank you to the UCB Theater, and thank you to mammals everywhere.
Yeah, all mammals, great and small.
Yeah.
All right, it's over.
Bye. Good night, everyone. Thank you.
Good night.
We missed you, Haas.
Bye-bye, Haas.
You need deep in her eyes.
This has been a UCB Comedy production. Check out our other shows on the UCB Comedy Podcast Network.